This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The emergency response to the bridge collapse in Baltimore is shifting from search and rescue to a recovery effort. A freighter lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support beams overnight, causing it to buckle and fall. Maryland State Police Secretary Colonel Roland Butler says six migrant workers were on the bridge when it fell and are still missing.
We will still have surface ships out overnight. At 0600 hours tomorrow, we are hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Baltimore's Key Bridge spanned the Port of Baltimore, which is regionally significant both for cruises and for cargo. NPR's Camilla Domonoske looks into the economic impact of the collapse.
Baltimore's port handles more cars and light trucks than any other port in the country. Hundreds of thousands of people depart from it on cruises each year. According to Maryland state officials, the port directly employs more than 15,000 people and handled a record $80 billion worth of foreign cargo last year. For now, vessel traffic in and out of the port is suspended. Some terminals are located before the bridge, and companies like Volkswagen and BMW expect to be able to continue to use them. But other parts of the port are now blocked off by the collapsed bridge. It may be a little while before the full economic picture takes shape. Camilla Domonoske, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing arguments over access to mifepristone, one of two drugs used to induce abortions. The anti-abortion group, Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, is challenging the FDA's decision to allow mifepristone to be dispensed through the mail or pharmacies. The FDA says the group was not harmed by the FDA policy and that the agency followed protocol in making its decision. At least 63% of all abortions in the United States last year were carried out through medication. Independent presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced his running mate. She's wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan. As NPR Stephen Fowler reports, selecting a running mate is a necessary step in the Kennedy campaign's quest for access to the ballot.
Nicole Shanahan is a California attorney, head of a philanthropic organization, and political newcomer. Before joining his long-shot presidential bid, she gave a pro-Kennedy super PAC $4 million to help air a Super Bowl ad promoting the campaign and could help infuse cash into ballot access efforts. Rules governing those efforts are different in each state, but many require both the president and VP to be named before supporters can begin gathering signatures. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 31 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 68 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 14. This is NPR News. A court in London has delayed the extradition of Julian Assange. The WikiLeaks founder is wanted in the United States on espionage charges. He's accused of helping to steal government secrets and posting them online. His attorney says that Assange was working as a journalist who was trying to expose wrongdoing by the military. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on 17 counts. The cost of coca has hit an all-time record. The price of coca futures has more than doubled since the beginning of the year. As NPR's Elena Selyuk reports, the culprit is the bad weather that's devastating harvests in West Africa.
Coca prices first broke an all-time record in February, just before Valentine's Day. Now, right before the Easter candy shopping spree, one of the most active coca futures topped the whopping price of $10,000 for a metric ton. This rate of growth means coca is outpacing Bitcoin. The reason is shortages of cocoa beans. Farmers in Ghana, the Ivory Coast, and other West African countries grow the vast majority of the world's cocoa, and their harvests have been devastated again and again by extreme weather followed by disease. Fighting for the shrinking supply has prompted chocolate manufacturers to raise prices over recent years, and forecasts suggest the shortage will continue for months. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
Attorney for hip-hop mogul Sean Combs is calling the federal search of his clients' homes in Miami and Los Angeles a gross use of military-level force. The search was part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation, although there is no indication that Combs, also known as Diddy, is the target of the probe. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.